Meanwhile, there are just three words left for our competitors who are waiting on the bank. That is, away you go!
Hello, I'm Rob London. Welcome to What Would Brian Bevan Say? So, as Warrington's management team refused to make any changes, where are my two heads in the sand podcasters? First up, he's taken his batteries out of his calculator, but believes, possibly, they will be charged again for next season. It's Sam Sankey.
Evening.
And also a man that's not given up on 2025. Yes, admitting on the pod in the last episode, he's a steady cart horse and he'll see it out to the very end. Introducing Dennis Waywell.
Right.
It's good this, isn't it? It's good this.
Yes.
Hey?
Yes.
How are you, Dennis?
Not bad. I'm still positive. I'm actually looking to 2026 now and what we can improve the podcast with in 2026. Thinking about new sections, getting listener feedback. And then I thought, I must have a word with you about that. How do people get in touch? And I realised that, you know, just for the listeners, we've got a Facebook page that we've not been able to access for 5-6 years.
Yep.
We've both lost the passwords for the email. So I've come up with something. The first section for next year is Sam's letters. So what we want is people at the match to deliver Sam handwritten letters.
Yeah.
So, yes, I go for that. Yes. As long as I don't have to answer it there and then.
No, you don't. It's to be read out on the podcast, but it must be handwritten. So that eliminates about 8,000 fans. So it should only be a few letters that you should get, Sam. But that's for 2026, I think. Rob, what do you think?
No, I think that's a great idea. I saw online today that we've sold, I think, 63 tickets for the game away at Hull KR. I'm presuming those 63 tickets, none of the people who've bought them could actually lick an envelope and stick it down. I think that would probably be the level we're at. Now, Sam, I'm a bit worried about this because earlier in the week I sent through the script about what we were going to talk about, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And then on WhatsApp you wrote, are we wanting to do a podcast tomorrow or could it wait until after Hull KR? I mean,
yes.
you sound less, more despondent than George Williams, if I'm honest. What's happened?
Well, actually, I'm not that despondent because I found in your advice from about 8 weeks ago, Rob.
Oh, right.
Actually,
You
decided you were over it.
Yes,
you had your bit of a rant, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I watched 20 minutes or so of Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I watched none of Hull.
Right.
And I'm here to review all of what I didn't see.
Yes,
I have, however, watched lots and lots of highlights of the academy team, and it's really cheered me up.
Oh, lovely. And you've also, have you been to London? You've sent through a menu tonight, a restaurant menu. It looks like it's been written in 1938. You're going to review the menu? What are you going to do?
I'm going to review the menu, yes.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I've thought of the new sitcom for next year.
I've decided.
I couldn't work out who Stuart Middleton reminds me of. And you know when he keeps doing these interviews? Yeah. And it's Terry Medford off Terry and June. He's got the same shape face. You know, like when Sir Dennis is coming over for dinner and he's always bumbling and getting worried. So next year it'll be Terry and June. It'll be called Stuart Middleton and June. And June, not played by June Whitfield, but June will be the month that we sack Burgess. So that's what the title would be.
Oh, very positive then.
Dear. Well, is there any point of reviewing Lee? Because I didn't watch it. Did anyone?
No, I watched it all. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll handle
it. And I watched the first 20, 25 minutes or so.
Oh, well, let's start with Sam.
Right. Well, we'll go through the team first. The team was Dufty, Josh Thewlis, King Ratchford, Jake Thewlis, Sneed, Hayes was in the centres back again. In the halves back again. Philbin, Walker, Yates, Stone, Fitzgibbon, Matteson. Interchange was Powell, Holroyd, Wood and Thomas. Here's the highlights.
Post office clerks put up signs saying position closed.
O'Brien and Hanley again getting it away, and the door is open for the swooping dive of Keenan Brand.
And janitors padlock the gates for security guards to patrol.
Ipape kicks for Davis. Oh, and Davis, I think, stretched those long arms.
And they'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow.
Dwyer, out to Ipape, good hands, fabulous hands, and Brand on that right-hand side for the second time today will dive in at the corner.
When there's nothing to go, and by 5 o'clock everything's dead.
It's O'Brien, and Hanley steps into the line, and he has got the strength to get over for a try that his performance today so richly deserves.
Nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before.
O'Brien out to Lamb. Back inside goes Hodgson, who brushes past two attempted tackles and dives in to score.
There's nobody's there. The Martians could land in the car park and no one would care.
Dufty, there's a try here for certain. And Toby King is over.
And the stars of these films neither die nor get killed, just survive constant action replay.
Turn up line side, and this is looking good again now, and Duffy's travelling well and has support here, and back it comes to Duffy. He had Walker ready and waiting, wanted to take it himself. It's proved the right decision because Josh Thewlis will score. That is two tries in 2 minutes.
Lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow.
O'Brien, Lamb's popping in there again. Here's Amila Hanley with a delayed pass, and it is going to be a hat-trick for Keenan Brand.
Final score, Warrington 12, Lee 34. There were tries for King and Thewlis. Goals, Ratchford kicked two. Referees, Kendall 6 again, Mintcake. Attendance, 11,060. I couldn't even be asked to write down Jake or Josh, who scored the try. We'll just say Thewlis scored it. That'll do, won't it? That's fine. Over to you, Dennis.
Oh, I thought, no, Sam, because he was there for the first 20 minutes. Let's get his insight into what he saw.
Did you go, Sam?
No.
This season, I told what's the point of this season ticket?
I've given them up. Anyway.
Right.
I did break from, you'd be pleased to know, the bathroom is now completed.
Oh,
and it's completed thanks to me not going to the match and watching Warrington versus Lee. Mm. So I took a break at 3:05. I got myself a drink, cup of coffee, sat down and watched the first bit. And actually, I thought the scoreline flattered us because I thought Lee were very dominant. Mm. They scored very early.
Yep.
And I was surprised we held out until whatever time it was, about 30 minutes before we conceded the second try to go 10-0 down. Mm. And at that point, I thought, I'll go upstairs and do a bit more painting and come back down partway through the second half. And I didn't. So there you go.
And you've also been out for a fancy meal with Mrs. Sankey and Master Sankey. You were too busy basically WhatsApping us the menu than talking about the game. And in regards to the starter, did you go for the black fig salad, the chicken and goose liver, the scallops?
Oh, are we going to do it as we go through?
We may as well, yeah. The scallops had a £5 supplement on top. Escargot, the snails, leeks and brown shrimp vinaigrette, or did you go for the steak tartare and beef fat? What's that?
So what do you feel I went for? What do you feel I went for?
Oh, fucking... And why are you going to these restaurants? You're like Gary out of Goodnight, Sweetheart. They're all from, like, 1938. Even the
escargot.
Font.
Oh, escargot.
You went for escargot? Mm. Oh, Sam, yes. Why did you do it for that?
Mm. And it was... And actually, the menu doesn't do it justice. It had some beautiful breadcrumbs, some herb breadcrumbs on top. Just gave it that crunch. Very, very nice.
Mm. Am I right in thinking escargot won the national?
Did he win or come second or third?
Was that the Queen Mother's horse that jumped the water jump that wasn't there? Did the splits?
Or was it the... Was it the Derby?
Look that up. No, it wasn't. I think escargot is the national. Funny feeling, it's the one that it was leading and it jumped down the straight on the second lap in line with the water jump. Sort of a metaphor for Warrington season, really. Just absolute fucking clusterfuck.
Well, maybe more of a metaphor is, Sam, did you have the shits the next day after the snails? I mean...
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, Lescargot, not yes. just Lescargot, Lescargot, 1963 to 1984, was an Irish national hunt race course. Yep. Horse won both the Gold Cup and the National.
Did it? There you go. There you go.
Mm. Anyway,
we've got a few escargots playing in our back line at the moment, the way they're sort of getting to the ball.
Yeah. So basically, Sam, when you then probably tuned in, we were probably 20 odd points down then in the second half.
Yes,
really.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And I did note that we were 28-0 down with 10 minutes to go. So what a bit more flattery in the terms of getting a couple more tries at the last 10 minutes, but it didn't really.
Although, if I remember rightly, it was a very good try, that first one, wasn't it? It looked like we'd remembered how to play for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Do you want to know the meters? Yates did 89 meters. He was our top forward. Walker managed 74. Thomas, I think Thomas looks promising. He's definitely he runs hard. He's just not big enough. But he's only a young lad, so you'd think he'll fill out a bit more. So I think in all the ones I've seen out of the young guns that have come in, he seems to me the most promising.
If he was to have one of those starters, which one would he have that would help him put a little bit of weight
on? Well, he might probably go the liver yeah. pate. That's high in fat.
I'd like to see him eating tartar, you know, like sort of raw meat. Yeah. And just like,
Well, he outdid Philbin. Philbin ran just for 45 metres, so there's a switch straight away, isn't there, for next year?
Yeah,
I don't like Philbin. I don't know if I've mentioned this. Just visually, I don't like his hair.
I think he looks a bit like a small, desperate Dan.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like he should be in the Beano. Just doesn't work, does it? It's something about.
Was Desperate Dan in the Beano or the Dandy?
He was in the Dandy. Ooh. He was in the Dandy, actually. Well done. Sam, you're right. Well done. Yeah, yeah. And he's no Ganasha. He's not.
No. Ganasha.
So one thing, and you'll play it in a bit, but there was a suggestion that there was a bit more effort. If we were looking at them stats, I did circle a few players who I did think actually made an effort, and I had Yates, yeah, definitely. Dufty, I've got up there, you know. It was the
128 metres, yeah.
Yeah, Walker, like you said, Thomas, and both Thulises. Oh, no, Josh, Jake, both Thulises were really good as well. Consistent.
Matteson's given up.
Yeah. I did circle him.
We said that,
didn't
we? Mm. We did say that we'd see the decline of Matteson. Mm. And he came over at NRL reserve quality and now he's championship level. So it's an amazing effect Warrington can have in just a matter of weeks on a player, isn't it? It's incredible.
Wow. Was there any positives?
No.
Rob, did you see any of this?
No. Why would I watch this shite? This isn't this. Yeah. You've got to remember, this is on in the middle of the night. I gave up eight weeks ago. It's to the point now, really, isn't it, where you just know they're going to lose. It's not even like, it's no longer a surprise. They don't look like a team anymore. They don't even look like a team. Don't even look like a team.
Now, should we? I've made a note of some things, but it was really.
Can I just say, Sam, you're looking well.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you. I've had a nice sleep last night, so I'm feeling okay today. Yeah. I've lost 4 pounds from my holiday weight.
That's what it is. He's got a jawline again. Look at that.
Yeah.
How's your little pot belly? Is your pot belly gone?
No.
I'll ring his mother. His mother's all over that pot belly. Sorry, what's your little note?
He's got a lot. Well, come.
It's for later. It was for later on in the time frame continuum, really. Oh. But the
warning: you have broken the time frame continuum. Warning: you have broken the time frame continuum.
The squad that's been announced for this final game.
Oh yes.
And I just looked through to see how many are playing or are likely to play in this final game compared to the 1-13 or 1-17 that started the season.
Oh, this should be fun.
And
is it a statistic? Is this a statistic?
No, but you say we don't look like a team, and let's face it, we're shit and we've complained about a lack of coaching.
Orange alert.
Caviar detected.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
Perceived or otherwise, or actual. And we don't look right. But they haven't been able to overcome the loss of players, have they? And they do look disjointed. Now, it's easy to say that, and it's easy to use that as an excuse. But perhaps that is partially... They do look disjointed, but they...
Is this still that little note? Is this that little note?
This is the little note, Dennis.
Okay.
The little note, yeah. The little note.
I'm not sure, really, if you can call them any more we or they, because that has a sense of collectiveness.
Oh.
And they're not really, are they, to be fair?
Are they a they to you, Rob? Is that what you're saying?
They're not a they, they're not a we, they're not an us, they're just individuals put together on a field, not working together.
And for whatever reason, whether they can't be asked, whether it's too hard for them to overcome, whether it's attitude, just in this game, Matteson, Stone and Sneed we've picked up during the course of the season, and they're almost mainstays in this last few weeks, aren't they?
Good, isn't it? It's good. Well, you know, when you go to a restaurant and they give you a traditional dish, but they break it all down into components on the plate.
Deconstructed.
This is a deconstructed team.
Is it?
Pig done five ways.
If it was an English breakfast,
yes.
Which players would you determine to be each individual ingredient on the plate? Philbin would be the black pudding.
Beat me to it.
Mrs. London's going to. We might actually get her on the pod. Here we go. Goodbye, Mrs. London. Do you just want to say hello to all the listeners? Just very quickly. Just into the microphone. Come round the front.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I see she showered after you.
She's absolutely doused in perfume. She's clearly having an affair at work. She's absolutely never wears it for me. No, bye, love. Bye. Love you. Are you be home tonight?
Will you be home to so sausage, who's a sausage? That's what's put on my mind.
What kind is it, a pork sausage or
I think it's gonna be pork,
a traditional banger or a chorizo.
Let's have a beefy sausage.
I would say Yates or Yates, as he would be called from going forward. I would say Yates is a small pork sausage.
Okay. Yeah. And you're allowed a beef sausage on this plate as well. So we've got a beef sausage. Maybe
Thomas, Cipollata beef.
Cipollata, very good. Yeah, he's got potential, hasn't he, to get a bit fatter. Yeah. Are we doing the whole breakfast, or are we going to move on? Or
what's Hayes?
Who's the runny egg? Hayes is going to be the egg, because you break a few eggs, don't you, when you make an omelette?
Oh, okay. Very good.
Baked beans.
Who's got ginger hair? Anyone? So I've got nothing on beans. Who makes a farty noise as they sort of, like, you know, impact into the tackle? You know, like,
there's no sizzle out there. There's no fried bread anymore, is there? It's just not.
No.
It's a shit breakfast.
Any hash browns?
Is that traditional on an English breakfast? We're starting to.
If you
want to put avocado on the plate, which the Aussies do on every breakfast, then you could stick that down as Matteson. It was only in season briefly, and now it's gone off again.
Why does avocado always have to be smashed? Why can't you just eat an avocado?
It's funny, that, isn't it? I had an avocado tree in the garden and had so many avocados, but they'd fall off the tree unripe, and they would never ripen. And it's only certain avocados ripen, not the ones found in the back garden of Sydney, unfortunately.
You're supposed to put it next to a banana, aren't you?
You can put it next to a banana, you can put it in a brown paper bag, you can do all these kind of things, but these ones would never ripen. They were, to be fair, an overseas avocado that never showed its worth, which is very similar to most of the international signings we've put together in the last 20 years. So. Let's have a listen to Sam Burgess talking to Dave Woods.
What did you make of the day today, Sam?
We certainly had a bit more effort about us. The scoreline, I'm not sure reflects some of the effort, but, you know, we're down on troops. We lost Leon early. You know, so I'm proud of the spirit. We played with a bit more something today. You know, as silly as it sounds on the scoreline, yeah, we're just missing a bit of quality, no doubt about that.
You got the support of your chairman this week. Was that how reassuring was that? Or did you feel you had that anyway?
No, I knew I had that anyway. We've had a challenging years in many ways, but we've got to really reflect on my influence on that. But we've had a great unity between myself, the board, the chairman, and Simon, the owner. We've got a very open relationship. I think it was just a strong position for him to take, considering the performances over the last couple of weeks, which have just not been good enough. But today there's a bit more effort in the side, you know, although the scoreline's not great.
You talk about reflection, and I know you've still got two games to go, but a last home game of the year is always a nice time for reflection. How do you reflect? What needs to improve for 2026?
Well, we've not got enough time to talk about that, so... We'll get to work. We're already working on some things. We've got a couple of young guys that are getting some good time in the team. Let's just talk about tonight. We had eight errors in the first half. Losing a half-back. And we kicked them out in the full to start the game, which... we're just really hurting ourselves with a lot of silly things. But sometimes it's just like that. But we've just got to keep working hard, and we'll fight our way out of this, no doubt about that.
Now, on the scale of sort of 1 to 10, I think now Mike Parsnips has really set the precedence of asking the difficult questions to Mr. Burgess. If we got Parsnips as a 10, I'd say Dave's about a 7. He does push it a little bit, not too much, but there's a little bit there. But... I played Delamitri, Everything Stays the Same, didn't I, in the music there. I mean, it's the same with the old Sam Burgess post-match press conferences now. Although there seems no pressure, Sam, whatsoever. You're getting that feeling. He's got his feet under the table for another 12 months.
I think that I'll hold my powder till we do the end of season thing. But I think the pressure will be there.
Dry your powder, Sam. Keep your powder dry.
Keep your powder dry, yeah. I think the pressure will be there from around about the 14th of February onwards. Right.
So we're looking towards Terry and June, are we? June's going to be...
Terry and June. Terry
Middleton
June.
Calls him in. The words, Sam.
Oh, he's got the voice already. Oh, excellent. Well done.
he's now the moment where we turn our attention to a series of WhatsApp messages we've had this week from a person who will remain nameless. Is this the time now to talk about what we're not really supposed to talk about? Is because this,
yeah,
this,
absolutely, yeah.
This to me. So this week we have had a few messages from someone who was, you could say, quite close at the club at one point, criticising the setup at Warrington in that clearly, you know, things needed to change. Dennis, I mean, do you want to take over there?
You're sort of narrowing that down a little there. Maybe I have to cut that little bit out. I think if you've got we've talked about it before, haven't we? About who's actually in charge. I think that's what we're pointing out at. And if you've got an opportunity to undermine someone, then it's not going to bode well, is it, long term? Whether it becomes obvious or not obvious. So, Sam, have you got anything on this? Because I'm struggling here to not mention.
I didn't receive any WhatsApp messages whatsoever, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Absolute bollocks.
I mean, I read it, and if it's true, and I have no reason to think that it's not true, I just shook my head and thought, well, what's the point? This is, as much as we're saying that the team isn't playing well, and there are, you know, just. There's no point moving on if this is what's going on in the background. Absolutely no point.
I did say to Sam in the week, didn't I? I said, well, don't worry about everything. You've got 2027 to look forward to, because, you know, it isn't going to change, is it, next year?
We're never going to get out of this. We are never, ever getting out of this podcast, are we? If it really has to run until we win the thing.
It's funny. Only yesterday, there was an employee that was not happy, shall I say, with a certain management decision. And an absolute sham of a place at the moment, that place.
So you just said not supporting. I mean, you have really narrowed this down now, I suppose.
Last year, it was funny. Pissed up in his pool, and like, just the whole thing was a mess. I thought, you're fucking joking. Dennis, do you want to conclude this? Do you want to now move over to the conclusion?
I was just going
to
say, it's very similar to something that's happened. Apparently, yeah. It seems like
I'm not privy to that bit, but anyway, clearly know more. So,
nothing else to sum up on that. I think it's all been said before. Sam's just sort of dialing the lawyer's number as we speak.
Oh God! Can this be the last year? Could we just pretend we'd won it?
It'd be interesting to see whether any listeners would want the podcast to continue as well, wouldn't it?
What, all six of them?
I was going to say, I mean, there's not many of them. Maybe they could.
Well, funny you should say that because we've come home with a wet sail, boys. Listener figures are going up and up and up. We were consistently, when we started doing this, we were consistently in the top 10 rugby podcasts in the UK. Every week we'd nail it. And quite often we were the number one rugby league podcast until every fucker started doing one. Now, if we get in the top 40, but this is rugby union as well. But last week we peaked at 15th.
So we were
back up there. So I don't know what that says. Maybe people have all got fed up of listening to the vanilla shite and they've come back to us.
I did have a bit of a rant on the last one, and that was my I was
Write that
third
down
in
for
succession.
Next year, more yeah. rants from Dennis.
I was third in succession. I'm over it now. Yeah.
Can we also do like a true crime thing and look at swimming pools and do maybe a Michael Barrymore case study or something like that?
Ooh. dear. Where's that lawyer's number again? What's his name? Is he following Warrington Wolves now, the lawyer?
How do I pull my mic out? Round 25 results. Huddersfield 0, Leeds 26.
Jesus, there we go.
Where's Jonathan Davis?
16, he's in the pool. Salford 16, Catalan 17. Castleford 26, Wakefield 22, Saints 4, Wigan 18, and Hull KR 18, Hull 4. Right. Yeah. Does anyone look at the table anymore? I've no idea what's going on at the top. No idea.
I haven't either. I presume Hull KR have won it, have they?
I don't think. No, I think they have.
Well, they have given the fixture they've got left, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, John Craven's News Round.
Warrington have confirmed the departure of 9 first-team players come the end of the season. They are Stephen Ratchford, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, Paul Vaughan, Ryan Matteson, Dan Russell, Tom Whitehead, Nolan Tupaia, Lucas Green and Zach Bardsley-Rowe. Still out of contract with no official word from the club, whether they too are to leave are Roderick Tye, Toby King, Sam Powell, Geordie Crowther and Josh Stone. Do you know any more on that, Sam? Those ones I've just mentioned towards the end, are any of those re-signed or do we know? I mean, where's Roderick Tye gone to?
Well,
is he in the jacuzzi? Where's he?
He had his season-ending pectoral. Wasn't it pectoral muscle?
Did he?
So that was season-ending for him.
Right.
I think it would be wrong of us not to pause and be serious just for 9 or 10 seconds.
Okay. I'll set the stopwatch.
Stephen
starting
Ratchford.
Now? Oh, right, yeah.
Can we have the mastermind noise at the end,
yeah,
please?
Yeah. Go on. Okay.
Just to acknowledge Stephen Ratchford, we've spoke about him before, about his longevity, his effort, his commitment, and just like everyone else, he struggled a bit this year, but at the age of 74, he's still been a player we could rely on this year in a bad season. So just an acknowledgement for he's been great for us over a long period. That was more than 10 seconds, I think.
Where's Geordie Crowther?
Yeah, to him.
He had another season-ending injury.
Did he?
You've really not been keeping up with this since 8 weeks ago, have you?
What about Toby King? Is he definitely now off that contract that cost us a good chunk of our salary? Is he done now? Is that it? Why are you both looking at me?
I don't know.
Have you frozen, Rob?
No, I just like blanked out. Just didn't know what I was actually thinking. If Toby King was in a pool, what would he be doing? And I've got him on a big Lilo, just like lying on his back.
The right. Cocktail.
Is that what he does in Pygmy?
Oh, dear.
Would Leon Hayes be in the deep end, or would he have to
So we did, there's a little bit of, during COVID, I don't know if you know this, but Alan Sugar got on his private jet and fucked off to Australia straight away. Did you know this? Wasn't one of the boys. No. He wasn't in the back streets of the East End anymore. No, he was straight on a plane here where it was all, you know, no one was dying, etc. And the girl who did the work for me, she would find all these houses for the stars. So I had a coffee with her and I said, "Ah, what have you been doing?" She said, "Ah, I've been doing Alan Sugar and Elton John." Because Elton John was out here performing with, I think, who's the guy?
I've been doing Alan Sugar and Elton John.
Well, she could have been. Uptown Girl, what was his name? Did he die recently?
Billy Joel.
Did he die? Billy Joel.
Oh, here we go. Fuck it.
Anyway, she said, "I'm having all kinds of problem finding Elton a place." He wanted a place in the eastern suburbs. And I said, "Well, what's the problem?" She said, "He can't swim. And he wants a pool, but he wants one that, you know, he can basically go up and down in and not look out of." So they had to build a pontoon under the water level so he could just... So if that's available still, I could ring her to see if we could get it for Leon Hayes.
Oh, God. Elton John's pontoon. Bloody hell.
Oh, dog's kicked off next door. We got that for another 50 minutes. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. It's very good, this microphone, isn't it?
It is. It's very good, yeah. Can I just commend you on your robe, by the way?
Thank you.
Yes.
Shall I stand up and give you a full...
Well, no, because...
Let me stand up.
No, because I know what's going to happen when you do it, so don't do it. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Can you try and tie it? No, tie it from the front, please. Don't need to see that.
Oh, dear.
I've gone off the dressing gown now.
Also, whip back to the news section by Josh Stone. Do you mean... You don't mean Josh Stone, do you?
Do I? Who do I mean?
You mean Sam Stone from...
Oh, I keep thinking it's that woman who sings. Didn't we have a chat about this?
Joss.
Joss Stone, yeah. Where's he? Has he been playing? No, he's been playing, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in your stats there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. This robe I've got on, Dennis, is very heavy. It was a Father's Day present. Very, very heavy. And it's been put in the northern quarter, which is where you and Mrs. Waywell will be staying. But it said on the box it was in a German invention. I've put a hook on the wall, but you have to suck out the air. Have you seen those?
No.
So you put it on the wall, you suck out the air, creates a vacuum, and it holds up to 13 kilos. And I stuck this on. It's been on the hook for a week, and it's not fallen off yet.
Ah, good. Right, so I was wondering where you were going to, get your sucky bit on. Right, any other news, Rob?
One player, though set to join Warrington, is Wigan prop Liam Byrne. The 27-year-old Ireland international has signed a 2-year contract at the Halliwell Jones. The Wigan Academy prodigy has played 153 games for the pie-eating bastards.
What do we think about him? Because I'm thinking, you know, any forward that is going to come under Sam Burgess's sort of, you know, control, then I think he might get the most out of a forward. So he's not really a massive standout player for Wigan. Is he even in the team now?
No, that's why they're letting him go.
Oh, right.
Do you know that? That's what Wigan always do. When they want to get rid of a player, they just ring Carl and see if we'll take the bait. And one in three we do. That's what normally happens. It's the process of British Rugby League. You start somewhere, you go to Wigan, have all your best years at Wigan, and then when Wigan feel that then he's not suitable to get in the team in the starting 17, you're on the blower, 01925, you can guarantee we'll pick him up.
But I mean, he's 26, so you know he's young enough to be, you know, sort of.
He's young enough nurtured. Not to get in the Wigan team anymore. Mm-hmm. It just repeats itself all the time. It's
Sam,
like
have you got any
coming up
statistics
in the morning
for Liam Byrne? You got any statistics for Liam Byrne?
I'm very ambivalent about this signing.
Can you use another word other than ambivalent? Because
we're going to branch back out onto Facebook, Sam. So come on, lower the tone a bit.
I am not happy with him.
Oh.
any other things?
See if he proves me wrong. He'll be adequate.
Adequate,
prop.
Adequate burn.
The RFL has confirmed 9 clubs have submitted formal applications to be included in next season's expanded 14-team Super League. They are Bradford Bulls, Doncaster, London Broncos, Oldham, Toulouse Olympique, Widnes Vikings and the York Knights. The RFL confirmed 2 current Super League teams, Huddersfield Giants and Hull, had also applied for entry before last Friday's deadline. However, Salford Red Devils have not applied to be part of the process, a potentially huge blow to their Super League future. Mm. So with them disappearing now, it's going to be, who's coming in then now, Sam? It'll be Bradford, London and someone else, yeah?
Hey, so just on, can I just come in? I actually watched Darren Lockyer and that Grant Weschel talking about London Broncos. Mm. To be fair, you know, they seem like they've got it all worked out. Although both of them did have the shirts undone a bit too far down for me.
It's an Australian thing. You're lucky they didn't have their shirts over their jackets. They love doing that in Australia. They love nothing more than putting a business shirt, the collar, over the suit. You never noticed that? They all look like Henry off Neighbours. Try not to. Oh!
Well.
Have I mentioned I've been let into the yacht club? Did I mention this?
Yes, you have mentioned.
I'm going today, yes. Dennis. I'm going for lunch today. Excellent. At the yacht club.
Okay.
Just bring a cravat and some deck shoes.
Well, don't forget, put your shirt on the outside of your jacket.
Yeah.
Going back to this Darren Lockyer thing, they mentioned that they're going to have Jason Demetriou as their coach.
Melton coach.
They mentioned they'll have a back page NRL captain, so they're going to have an NRL captain. They're going to bring an Aussie in, he's going to captain. Yeah. And then one thing you described about the players, they're going to measure them on 3 S's, speed, strength and size. And I thought, actually, that's not a bad little sort of KPI,
I listened to Lockyer for about 5 minutes and went, fuck, I wish he was at Warrington. Like, just brilliant player and knows the game inside and out. And I said years ago, get Dimitri at Wyatt. Dimitri was the one I wanted.
Mm.
And they've gone and got him. They will be so far ahead of us within 18 months, it'll be untrue. They will win it. They will win it because they've got football.
They do sound like it, that they've got a real good plan. They know exactly what players to put in and this, that, and the other.
He's constructive, he's articulate. As you said, he's put the 3 S's in play straight away. Not the bumbling, whatever our lot do. I don't know where ours come from. They just talk cliches and everything else. These, they'll kill.
Well, I mean, speed, strength and size. I mean, that would be it, wouldn't it? I think there was one, we'll get onto it, but there's one player for Hull who demonstrated or was, you know, sort of looks like that. Mm. But the other thing I just want to talk about with this is that, you know, they're talking about introducing the other teams. And one thing he did say, and they were talking about, like, you know, the whole mechanics of the game, is that there isn't enough talent to go across all these extra teams and stuff. And he said, unless you're going to put something in, and basically what he was getting to is like having a draft where you can spread out the talent and make it equal. Yeah. He said making it equal is the most important thing to save the game, in a way, where fans want to go and you don't know who's going to win, this, that and the other, and everyone's got an equal chance. So in essence, without anything like a draft, we're just going to be in another like blowout situation for a lot of the time, aren't we? These teams just getting blown away and same old at the top. So no change there.
Mm. Mm. Good, isn't it?
So, no.
Yeah, he was great. Absolutely. I'm just shaking. When I hear someone like Lockyer talking and what they're putting in place, it just frustrates you compared to what we've got, doesn't it? That's the trouble. You just see the disparity between incompetence and a guy who knows what he's doing. So
they said about, like, you know, basically it's all going to be around what Jason wants
Are they going to back him? Whatever he says, goes.
And picking the players as well, because it was like the type of players that Jason wants, because he recognised he's played out and worked over here. So he's going to be the one who's going to tell them what they need. No mention of a swimming pool. That's the only thing.
Recruitment rumours now, and several RL journalists were reporting that Warrington have made Gold Coast Titans Indigenous centre Brian Kelly their top target. However, the What Would Brian Bevan podcast can reveal he will not be signing for Wire. But we also can confirm that Warrington's main priority is a strike centre. There are also a couple of other things being worked on also.
Strike centre doesn't mean he's going on strike like Dufty or anything like that.
Didn't think of that. We did do a little bit of research on Brian Kelly when the news broke, to only find out that out of 528 players in the NRL this year, Kelly ranked as 22nd worst in defence. He's also been the lowest ranked defending centre in the entire competition for 5 years. I went to my scout in the warehouse. He wasn't in court that day. His exact words were, "He's fucking shit. There are at least 50 centres in the comp I'd pick before him." So there we go. So anyway, good news. He's not coming to Warrington. So that's,
go for that.
What strike centres are available, Sam? You're our guru when it comes to NRL.
Mal Meninga, maybe.
No. Oh.
Well, someone who's playing now would probably be better.
Ones that are available are ones that I'd love to see. I'd love to see Herbie Farnworth here.
Oh,
I mean, come back to Britain, Herbie.
Is he injured?
Who?
He is at the minute. He's due back, and he's due back for the Ashes.
Injured.
I took Miss Warrington to watch Herbie Goes Bananas.
Oh, excellent. Number
53. Oh, okay.
How did it end, Miss London? What happened? Did you?
Well, I didn't get to see a carburetor, put it that way.
But did she get a banana?
Oh, disgusting. Oh. Write that down. No more banana jokes.
Oh, God.
Relating to
tone.
Cox in 2026. The carburetors are okay. There is a distinct discrepancy between a carburetor and a pair of breasts.
Have I sent you that picture with that bloke with his cock up the exhaust? Have you seen that?
Oh, God.
Dig that one out.
Oh, thank you. Look forward to that.
Dig it out.
Who's this one that plays, the one I can't pronounce his name? He plays for Manly, the one that's always injured, the fullback. Tom Trbojevic, is it, or something?
Trbojevic. Oh, yes. Oh, that was rumour abounding, wasn't it?
I didn't really. I was talking to, again, sort of saying, you know, what's his style? He reminds me just of a more athletic Sean Edwards. It's funny when you watch him, all he does is back up on the inside the whole time. He's like a goal hanger. It reminds me a little bit. Brian Johnson used to do it at Warrington. He's always making that run, but ultimately he's just on the inside the whole time, saying, "I'm here," and off he goes. I'm told it would be a disastrous signing. I'm told he's not fit, and it would just be a publicity.
For 2 years he has been struggling.
Yeah, apparently it would just be another Greg Inglis, basically. So stay well clear.
He isn't that old.
No.
So...
I've not heard a good word about him in the playground in the last week.
In terms of fitness, you mean?
Just everyone saying you'd be stupid to sign him, on the money that we'd probably sign him on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Put it all together. And we'll finish with some good news, which Sam has already touched on, with Warrington Wolves Academy booking their place in the Academy Grand Final after seeing off Wigan 24-10. Unbeaten throughout the regular season, the Young Wire have carried that momentum into the playoffs and now stand just one step away from silverware. The final will be against Leeds Rhinos Academy at the Halliwell Jones this Saturday. Are you going, Sam?
It's not this Saturday.
Oh, sorry. Saturday, September the 27th.
We just get them right. This Saturday, the reserves are in the grand final. Oh. Just to add a bit of complication, the reserves are away against Leeds.
Oh.
The following week, the Academy are at home against Leeds.
Oh.
I just think, again, in this season of depressing, shitty results.
Disrepute.
We've had our younger players, our junior players, the scholarship have played 8-1-7.
Mm.
The reserves have played 12-1-10. And the academy, who we're talking about, have played 13-1-13. Including a 1-point victory against Leeds. So it does appear that the two standout teams from that level of competition are there.
Where does that leave us? Where does that leave us? I feel that I'm marrying the ugly sister. I feel I'm dating the ugly sister, and the two younger sisters are both very attractive and smart and intelligent, and I'm with the wrong one. That's what I feel. I need to do a Ryan Giggs.
Oh dear. Anyway, I think you'd like this. Go and watch
Dennis
the highlights.
Dennis has disappeared.
I'm looking for this man with his cock up his exhaust. just a minute.
Go and watch the academy game against Wigan. We scored some very good tries, but in particular, what you would like, Rob, Isaac Holdsworth, one of the props, scores in the second half. He looks, by comparison with the other players on the pitch, he looks very large and bursts through two tackles and then runs over the fullback. So if he can continue in that vein, you never know, in 2 years' time, we might have a prop.
The commentator is a little bit sparse when it comes to adjectives. Have you noticed? Every try is brilliant.
Which one are you on about?
It says brilliant. Every try is brilliant. I just think maybe a few more adjectives would help. Just break it up a little bit. Anyway. Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that, Sam. That's excellent. So we'll expect those all to bleed through into the first team, will we? That will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Thursday.
Oh, Samuel, what a stroke of luck. The board have backed you for another year. Why, thank goodness, the level of incompetence at this club has no bounds. that Stuart Middleton chap telling the press he'd be demanding answers. And then on Monday doing a bigger 360 than Tarvel and Dean.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Oh, aye. Yeah, I know, Ralphal. Even Gary Chambers didn't get the chop. Why, his recruitment strategy is about as useful as Anne Frank's drum kit.
Now, have you considered getting your lawyer, Brian Wench, involved in perhaps recruiting Chris Sando out from out of the slammer?
I'm not sure there's a need for an assault rifle, an action knife and a bag of crystal meth in Warrington, Ralphal.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Samuel. Put it in the bungalow on Poplar's Avenue and it'll fit perfectly. And have we sorted out where the boys are going for their Mad Monday trip? I mean, after all their dedication this season, have you considered Blackpool?
Yes, I thought a slow, laborious ride along the beach on the back of a well-overdue retiring ass would be just the ticket.
Sorry, Samuel. I was still talking about the donkey ride or a piggyback off Latland Fitzgibbon. Anyway, unfortunately, I won't be able to join you, Samuel. I'm too busy with my new Head of Stardia Strategy and Beyond, building the future of the Huddersfield Giants.
Oh, I've forgotten, Alfie. You're on the search for a new stadium for the Giants. Any luck with the venue?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Samuel. I've managed to secure a telephone box in the back streets of Fartown. If we play well, there'll be standing room only.
Besides, with a bit of luck, Ralpho, next year with 14 teams in the competition, I shall be able to finish 8th again, and it won't look just as bad.
And what are your plans to achieve this, Samuel?
Oh, why, of course, Ralphie. Just say I've got a lot of work to do on building the pillars and then keep everything exactly the same.
Oh, tackle sacks.
Right then, I'm off the bump off that Mark Parsnips fella from the Warrington Guardian. He had the audacity after the Salford clusterfuck to ask me a difficult question.
Oh, don't worry, Samuel. I'll have a word with Eddie Shaw. Rest assured, Matt Turnips will be back soon with his vanilla notebook and you'll be able to fly completely under the radar.
Oh, Ralpho. Can you feel that?
What's that, Samuel?
The feeling of no pressure whatsoever.
Absolutely, Sammy. It's called English Super League. And the Warrington Wolves, of course. Why, my barometer has a lower reading capacity than a room of dyslexics.
Right, Ralpho. I'm off to get the Barry Cooper coach for the lads. Hey, I tell you, when we get to Blackpool, I could always buy you a stick of rock.
Oh, and see if you can get them to write through the middle of it, not our year.
Running through the stick of rock should be resilience.
Oh, but those days.
Yeah, remember that? We used to be, we never really got on with Steve Price.
Well, he had a backbone, didn't he, Steve? He had a backbone.
Would you have him back? Is he still coaching? Is he assistant coach
he's
still
down
somewhere?
He's down at Cronulla. He's down at Cronulla. Mm. Yeah. I do look for him. I've got a client down there. And when it's all changed down there. It used to be all fields and a golf course. And now
the Shire.
You should see the unit blocks they've built. They've built a massive Westfield. It's all there. Well, it's not a Westfield, but it's a big shopping centre. But as you walk down the main road now outside the ground, you can look in, you can see into the gym. They're all working in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had a look for him, but not found him. It's not there.
Mm.
Be around somewhere.
Mm.
Nice gym. Mm.
No,
they look big as well. You know, we're going back to the three S's.
Yeah.
I've seen them getting in the cars when they leave. They're all huge. Like, they don't look like our academy. They look big. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Lockie's going to be getting all those. He's going to be getting the pick of those next year, isn't he? They're all going to be going off to...
Mm.
Why wouldn't you? Go and live in London.
Well, that's what they were saying. They were saying that, you know, if they get in the Super League, they've already got, like, you know, people potentially lined up.
Yeah,
or if they don't, none of them are going to play there in the Championship.
Mm. Right. On to the Hull review. First of all, did anyone watch this?
I've not even bothered with the highlights.
What's the definition of watching a game? Because it was on the telly.
Sam's left. Just let everyone know Sam's left the room. But, he's gone. He's fucked off to bed.
Well, when he comes back, we'll ask him what he had for his mains, because this is essentially...
Okay. All right. The team was Taylor Ray, Josh Thulis, King Duffy, Jake Thulis, Ratchford, Sneed, Philbin, Walker, Thomas, Stone, Fitzgibbon, Matteson. Interchange bench was Powell, Holroyd, Wood and McKinney. Luke Yates was missing, with his season ending abruptly after he was handed a two-match suspension. So, with our dream team of Burgess and Middleton, surely nothing's going to stop us now.
Sneed then with a chance to open the scoring, and from here he will not miss, and he does not miss.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true.
Well, mitigation, says the referee, but that has resulted in a sin bidding for Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
Let him see we're crazy. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back.
Back it comes again from Barford. Caesar, across the hands it goes, down into the corner. Lewis Martin has gone over.
And we can build this thing together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world...
But here come Hull FC again with Harvey Barron. It's a terrific run from Harvey Barron. He's got support all the way through to Denis Formforth. He'll go into the corner. And the game is turned on its head.
I'm so glad I found you. I'm not gonna lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take it to the...
Pressure on the line. Caesar coming forward, but it himself. Aidan Caesar. Coasting through the Warrington defence.
Let them see we're crazy. What do they know? Put your hands around me, baby. Don't ever let go.
Little kick forward through from Caesar. Everybody chasing after it. Harvey Barron is the first one there. And dabs it down in the corner. Knocking on the door here, Hull FC. Caesar, grubber kick forward, looking to go in, and Jordan Lane drops on the ball inside the in-goal area. Waits just behind him, but the ball still not come out from Mark Sneed. He's going himself here, Hardacre. Hardacre took advantage of the hesitancy in the Warrington defence.
Final score, Hull 34, Warrington 2. Sneed kicked a penalty early on, which we might come on to in a second. Referee was Tom Grant. Attendance was 10,494. Very tactical taking that. I watched it as
what,
far.
What's the reason for this? Because it was seven minutes, 2 points. Go on.
This is when I turned it off. I actually slammed my laptop lid when he took the 2 points. I saw him go, take the 2 points. I thought, you fucking idiot. And I slammed my laptop and went, there's no point. There's no point. Let's come back in 2027. There's no point at all. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't see
the
point
maths
of that.
Behind that. Fucking hell.
That was our only score, by the
it
way.
Was our
we
only
were
score.
Leading at that point. Yeah, so yeah. We're in the lead, Sam. What were you ordering for your mains at this point? What were you having?
No, I wasn't. I'd not even got my starter by now. I was enjoying a little glass of fizz.
Where are you? Are you in London or Manchester?
Manchester.
Oh, you're in Manchester?
Yes.
At the Clamet.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell where you were.
I was a quarter.
The view looked like the back of a fridge. I couldn't work out if it was... That's Manchester, isn't it?
How would you how would you say this name of this restaurant? What's it called?
It's climate. It's climate in French.
His options were trout, venison,
chalk stream trout, girolles, sweet corn, and lemon thyme. Please go on, trout then.
Trout, venison. Hasn't he just signed for? Where's is it? Venison or Benison? Is it? I can't. I was calling venison. Signed for someone. Chicken. Or something I don't know how to pronounce with spinach and garlic.
A vol-au-vent, a mushroom vol-au-vent.
Oh, is that mushroom,
For the vegetarians.
What's the girolles or whatever it is? What's that? Is that mushroom?
Girolles, that's mushroom.
What did he go for, Dennis? What do you think?
Oh, he went for the, what you call it, venison, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. No one's eaten venison for like 50 years, but Sam's ordered it for sure. Did you order venison, Sam?
Well, actually, no.
Oh.
Because Mrs. Sankey had the chalk stream trout, young Master Sankey had the venison. So I thought, I'll go for something different. And I had the chicken, which actually happened to be perhaps the nicest meal I've had in about 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
There's not one capital letter in this menu. You'd think them being all fancy, they'd put a few capitals in, but they've gone, what font is that?
Is that
depressing font? Look how depressing that font. Looks like it's been typed up on a typewriter.
So chicken, right, okay. So you didn't watch any of the match then, Sam? Did you? In fact, this is probably a good point.
The table was booked. Dennis, we went first, Dennis, to the... speakeasy type bar.
Oh yes,
that you introduced me to.
Yeah,
and then we had to run because it was raining to the restaurant. Got there about 5:25 for a 5:30.
Yeah, you left it late because you were shit faced, weren't you? You were in there, you forgot about time. You couldn't see the sun down in that speakeasy. Too many cocktails. So we talk about the match, and I always struggle because I can't watch it on replay. But there is a guy now on YouTube, Sean's Rugby League Vids, who actually shows all the matches full length on YouTube.
Till they get
probably
taken
mentioned
down.
It. Well, yeah, I've mentioned it now. He's got Fox Sports in the top right.
Good. But does he live here or is he living in...
Well, that's what I was thinking. He's got Fox Sports in the top right-hand corner of the
I don't watch it on Fox.
Stream.
I watch it on KO.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that one.
You've got no excuse not to watch the whole match, really. So when you say, like, you can't get up in time, Rob, you can watch it on there now.
Well, I can watch it. I don't need to. I've got... every single game is on repeat.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And we also have high-definition cameras. Have you watched the NRL? You can actually see the clarity of the ball.
Oh, talking of which, did you watch Canberra versus Brisbane?
No. Every time we've been out, the last few weeks, and Mrs. London has decided, just coincidentally, to wear maroon, or Marone, as it's called here, which Manly like. And they park in our road to go to the game, and she's like, oh, fucking hell, I look like a Manly fan again. They're all going down in their shitty stonewashed jeans and maroon tops.
Maroons.
And we're going out. And there they are. Yeah, they're all going.
So before you get into the numbers on this match we're not really talking about, there was a sin bin in as well, which, apparently affected the majority of the game and what happened. Was it a sin bin in your opinion? Did you see that bit even?
I have seen that. I have watched it back. Walloped him with the shoulder. If you're going to be consistent, it's there, isn't it?
Okay.
That was the end of him. That seemed gone now. He's been given a suspension, so he's gone. Same done.
The other notable thing was the video ref now pauses the action before the touchdown, but he still talks through it as though you can see it all the way to the end.
Oh, that's good, isn't
it? I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah, so he's like a yard from the actual sort of try line, and he's still going, he's got his fingers on the ball, he's now got it down, but he's frozen. About 5 yards out. So that's a new feature, I think, of our video ref.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking shit.
Again, I mean, it's just no point now, is there? You know, again, not a team. I'm going to lose. Awful, awful. Apparently, we're going to work a lot on things. Oh, well, let's have a listen to this first. So here's Sam Burgess post-match. Unfortunately, this one does come with a warning. The interview also contains John Wells.
Sam, another disappointing afternoon at the office. What did he make of that performance today?
Yeah, it's tough to watch. You know, we're obviously thin on numbers, so we didn't handle the yellow card very well. We conceded 18 points in 10 minutes. So, and after that, we were chasing with no fluidity. So, you know, it was a tough night. We're in a tough spot.
It was a strange situation, wasn't it? Because we had this 15-minute period at the side where both sides really struggled to get a hold of the scruff of the neck, and then all of a sudden, Hull FC just seemed to open the floodgates.
Yeah, well, we got a yellow card and they took advantage of it, that's it. So, you know, outside of that, the parts looked, you know, okay, but then we chased the game. So, you know, we're in a tough spot as well. The guys' confidence down a bit. You can see that after the two or three quick tries. You know, but we've got a lot of work to do over the off-season.
One of the few bright spots, I think, was probably Kai Taylor-Ray coming in at full-back this afternoon. He made a couple of real great try-savers. He's a real star for the future, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a wonderful player, Kai. He's been out for the year. He injured his hamstring early in the year, so it's good to see him back. It's only his second game, and we have two or three other guys on the second game as well. So, you know, it's good experience for them. And, you know, as painful as it might be for a lot of the fans, Warrington fans back home, you know, good things will come from this tough period. A lot of younger players are getting great experience, and I do believe that.
Yeah, just on that, Sam, you look at your opposition today, who had an absolute horror of a season last season, and a lot of those young kids who, you know, almost seems like they were galvanised in the turbulence of last season are coming on. You're hoping for something similar for your guys, or at least that's maybe a positive to come.
Well, I'm hoping for a little bit better, Wellesley. I can tell you that, all right?
Just finally, Sam, obviously we know there's a lot of players that are going to be leaving at the end of the season as things stand already. Just how big a planning job is this for you in order to get yourselves ready for next season now?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of work going into it. You know, it started a while ago as well. So, you know, it's and it's there's always challenges with that and trying to make it work in time for things. But, you know, we're underway. We're underway and, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, we've got one more game together. We'll give it our best shot. And then from there on in, all systems go for next year.
Lot to work on, apparently. Lot to work on in the closed season. That's what we've got to. I won't mention who said it, but by this stage, you know, the What Bevan group, if you go on the What Bevan WhatsApp page, you know, there's like 300 scrolling messages. But they'd actually given up. And one of them on the What Bevan group had actually written, "Luckily, I'm not watching, as I've just pulled up outside Manchester Apollo for a night with Belinda Carlisle and Roland Gift. She still looks great in her 60s. Defo was a top of the wank bank when I was 15. So.
Oh, you know what? Good old Dave. What did he think about Belinda? was that anonymous, that thing?
It was anonymous until
oh dear. Oh Christ.
If I could have gone to that gig, couldn't I, after my meal?
Is that wank bank a new section for next year?
Oh, the wank bank.
We could do that, couldn't we? Yeah. We could put people in the wank bank. Who would you put in there?
Well, I was watching the women's shot put final at the World Athletics Championships.
Sorry,
we were having a game of most challenging wank, and we decided it was the woman from Romania.
Sorry, I should have explained. The new section was, I was going to put players who are wank in the bank.
Oh, not, right. Not,
sorry, I wasn't. Your fetishes weren't part of it.
My two, Mrs. London and Miss London, last night were deciding who had the biggest penis in the 400 men's heats. That's what they were doing. It's double-edged sword, isn't it? It really is.
It's double standards, I think you mean. Yeah. You wouldn't be allowed to say that, would you? Asking who had the biggest penis.
And stereotypically, it was the bloke from Jamaica, actually, to be in lane two. Mm. Yeah. He had it down his left leg. And I thought that was because they're running around in an anti-clockwise way.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ballast. He would never put it in his right thigh. Mm.
Perfect. Did he get disqualified for entering lane one?
Oh God.
This is top Super League punditry.
Can I just have my say on John Wells? Can he shut the fuck up? What? He just talks the whole time through the game. You have to turn him off. He's supposed to be just in the background as a little pundit, but no, fucking hell, it's like just constant.
It's not as bad as that nasally woman. She was commentating on the whole match. Oh, can't stand her.
What's happened to the one that was on Channel 4 that got, you know, accused? Is she back yet? Or I've not seen her for ages.
She went to court?
Yes.
Sam's got that story.
Just, where are we at with that one?
I'm generally confused because I can't remember who it was.
Good answer.
Right. Meters. Wood, 103 meters. I said he hadn't given up. He was our top forward. Thomas did 52. Philbin did 40. Does Philbin do 45 every week? Has he got something in his quota that he hits 45 and then he turns off? Is that what happens?
I've noticed every week
it's 45. Matteson did 32 tackles. Super League website didn't give any stats for McKinney or Duffy. It was too hard for them to do that. Cleaner had unplugged the DOS-based computer again, so that wasn't done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
There's no standouts there.
You look now. We've got the meeting of Mensa up in the box. There's Burgess, Marshall, Gleeson, and you know the guy on the laptop, and they just look bereft of ideas. And every time they go to them, it's like John Cartwright. None of that with John Cartwright. He just stands, doesn't he? Somewhere in the stand, just with his arms folded. Real old school. He doesn't need stats. He doesn't need people in his ear. He's just standing there. And I question if Hull had been drubbed by Hull KR in Vegas, would John Cartwright have danced on a podium?
Yeah. This was a debate we were going to have this week, Sam. What about which coach would dance on a podium in Las Vegas out of all the Super League coaches, other than Sam Burgess? Have you got any you could think of?
Paul Wellens
wouldn't dance on it. He'd be in his bedroom crying. He's saying,
"Oh, you mean if they'd lost? Sorry, if they'd lost.
They've lost appallingly. Everyone's embarrassed. Mm. Who would? Yeah. Which coach would? Exactly.
Daryl Powell. Daryl Powell. Would he?
It's Darryl? The era of the mobile phone. Just don't let yourself be pictured."
I was out with a chap last weekend for dinner who was hanging out with Mike Lomax in Las Vegas. He said Mike was very upset after the loss. So they were trying to get him to drink or something. He didn't want to drink and he was calling my friend a scouse twat.
He did say we were low on confidence, didn't he?
Are we?
Apparently. He said we're a bit low on confidence. So, what do you do there then? What do you do when people?
He's got a lot of work to do in the. He's got a lot of work to do in the off season.
Okay.
A lot of work.
What about this season?
That could possibly be lying on Coogee Beach or Maroubra Beach for about 6 weeks. But we'll wait. Maybe I'm
manifesting it.
What should we? It's now the time to start the tipping comp. We'll do a. I'll get the What Bevan group onto it. We'll have a tipping comp on what day's fired next year. We'll see.
I was thinking, actually, Rob, they do need a bit of a mission because you've sort of let them do their own thing this year and they've not done anything. They just, send 100 messages about how upset
they are.
And perhaps they do need a bit of a mission or something to get involved with. So, yeah, maybe that's a good thing. They need to organise themselves. And anyway, if any listeners want to join the What Bevan group...
Write to Sam. No, hand deliver Sam an envelope.
Hand deliver Sam an envelope and you will be admitted. Yeah. Helps with a fiver in it.
I got a personal request to join the group about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right. Ooh.
Can you let people in? Have I not shut that off? I'm going to be getting onto that straight away.
Rob, Jesus. Don't worry about that. This is Sam you're talking about. He's no idea.
Nope, you're quite right. Not got a clue.
Okay, there you go. Right. Round 26 results. Leeds 8, Catalan 16. Lee 28, St Helens 10. Wigan 62, Cass 6. Wakefield 28, Hull KR 12. Good on you, Daryl. And Huddersfield 22, Salford 8.
We don't know what the table is.
We've no idea what it means. It's pointless reading it out. What's the point? If a tree falls in a forest and no one's there, does it make a noise? It's the same when it comes to the results.
No. So Warrington could stop Hull KR winning the title then? Is that
If we show Champagne Rugby League form, we could. Okay. If you want to probably look at them. I would expect you could probably get better odds on Martians landing on the top of the BBC, you know, this week. But you go for it, Dennis, if you want to. Leave it for you.
Leave what for me? Sorry, I was thinking about Sam's
desserts.
You found
that penis up the exhaust? Yeah.
No, I haven't found it. I will find that for next time. Sam, what did you have for dessert on your menu anyway? Let's just round it off.
Let me find the menu.
Ah, well, that's not really giving you an option there.
Beeswax ice cream, dark chocolate mousse, something I can't pronounce with plums and pistachio, goat's milk ice cream. They're heavy on the ice cream, aren't they? Or again, something I can't pronounce with honey and crackers. And that's got a £5 supplement. They love a £5 supplement, don't they? They're really getting you there. He went for... He had the chocolate mousse.
No.
Well, we didn't have chocolate. What'd you have?
I had none of that. We had a special menu.
Oh.
So you didn't have any of this.
Is there a supplement?
So I had... No.
12.5% service charge added to every bill.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
I always take
Don't
it
get
off.
That at the yacht club.
You pay up front.
Can I say that my membership to the yacht club, I've looked this up, is more than a box for a season at the Halliwell Jones? Can I just
good.
And you have to pay for your drinks as well.
It just gets you in the door, mate. Just gets you mingling with the people you need to mingle with. That's all. That's what this is about. I'm a bit worried of actually taking Dennis there because the last time I took him to my clubs was Lim Golf Club and he put a fucking 3-wood onto the car park.
I knew this wouldn't last. It's lasted 3 days. I had an invite in the week and now you're already backtracking. You've not even been in there yet.
He got a bit. I sent him a video of the Hunter Valley. I was up in the Hunter Valley and I've sent him a video and he's all worried that they're broke roads. They're not tarmac roads.
No tarmac. Jesus.
They're making you pay now. Did they do that in France? They make you pay to test the wine.
Rubbish.
Yeah. They've put a, so it depends. So it's between. It's normally $5, so £2.50 a person, all the way up to £10, and it gets taken off. If you buy wine in the vineyard, then they take it off. Yeah,
I think the tour we're going on is like a whole day, and I think it's all included.
Yeah. They're all taking backhanders. All those buses that travel round, the vineyards want them to go in. You see, because they're all okay. Anyway. I've digressed again.
Should we move on?
Oh, yes.
Just sent you a picture.
Oh, have you?
It's not someone with a... It's not of anyone with a cock up an exhaust.
picture. Oh. Sam has sent a picture of the bill.
The rebate. Yeah.
£386. Why is there like lines on it and brackets? Is that you?
That's what I've just done for you, so you can see what.
All right. So yeah. Drinks. Yeah. Right, very good.
Yeah. Just send it to Rob for tax reasons, and you get that reimbursed. That Sam.
We have talked about it on the podcast. Send me that through.
Five, four, three, two, one. Tackle Sacks, a go.
Right. Well, you know, we're pretty much at the end of the season, so I'm going to read out the table, just the top five or six at the top of the table for you guys. So we have Burgess on 82 points, Fitzpatrick on 66 points, Gleeson on 60 points, Dufty 45, Philbin 42, and Middleton enters the top six on 36. So everybody else bar 22. Interestingly, at the bottom of the table, who hasn't picked up any points, is Mattison. Still not had any points.
Oh.
So you've all been quite kind to his performance. Mm. And at the bottom there, you've got Jenna Brooks at the bottom on 1 point. So interesting. We're getting to the end game now, guys. So what we'll do is I'll just go through the ones I'd like to operate with a particular punishment. Philbin gets 12 points for his 5.29 metres per carry. Powell gets 6 points just because he's at the bottom of the list every week. Sneed gets 9 points because he's the epitome of not being able to tackle, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Is he with us another year? He's not with us another year,
yes.
Is he? Is he?
Probably, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes, God.
He needed it. Dufty gets 12 points for missing the bus. We didn't talk about that, did we? Why did Dufty not end up being 18th man? I mean,
he's bum chums buggering off to York and he doesn't want to play anymore, does he? What was the 18th?
No, Rob, I think you mean he was poorly and it was best that he didn't travel.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
I think that's what you've actually meant.
Mm.
What about George Williams? What happened to George Williams?
Could be the end. He had a niggle, didn't he, about 3 weeks ago? And niggles turned into Downing tools by the sounds of it. He's not going to play for Great Britain, is he?
God. Don't want to get injured before the Ashes. Well, got news for you, George. You might not be playing at this rate.
The other one, Fitzgibbon gets a straight 10 points for a yellow card. And then finally, I am giving Jenna Brooks another 1 point because I really didn't like her outfit on the last podcast. Previous weeks, she's looked absolutely delightful. This week, I really didn't like it, so she's getting an extra point. So now two. Rob, have you got any points you'd like
Not giving any more points after the correspondence we've had on WhatsApp this week? You not want to give any more points? I mean,
why? Well, sorry, which correspondence is it?
Right, I would like to give Middleton 500 points.
Yeah. Well, it's capped. Cap it after Sam's outburst. I'm capping it at 50 points.
50 points, please. Sam, could you give Middleton 50 points as well, just to top it up? Yeah. 50 points to Middleton. I've given up on the rest of the team. However, I would like to give 5 points to Belinda Carlisle, if that's possible, if you could just add her to the group. Distracting the Watt Bevan group.
Yeah. Who in the Watt Bevan group was that?
We'll stay anonymous. We're not going to know who that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Belinda Carlisle gets 5 points. Interesting.
I would like to give some points for hospital radio, particularly Dave Birch not covering the game because he was elsewhere.
Okay.
How many points did you want to give Dave?
How many points did Belinda get?
5.
Dave can have the same.
I'll put it in the wank bank. Right, okay. Well, that's basically all the points. I'll put them into the table and then we'll have one more week and we'll have a summing up of the Tackle Sags table at the end of the year. I did have another... I just had a thought of a Tackle Bags this week. I can't remember what it is. So it's gone. Completely gone.
Predictions.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
One final game to predict before Burgess and his boys can sit back, relax, and under no pressure whatsoever, watch the playoffs. Yes, this Friday night, Wire head back to Humberside to play the well-coached and smartly recruited Hull Kingston Rovers. Kick-off 8 p.m. Now, we had a bit of a win here, Dennis. I've got a balance now of £779.09 with a £222.22 win, having put £400 on Hull. You too had a win. So you're now up to £404.43. Nice. Sammy's bankrupt, unfortunately.
Yes.
He didn't come up with any collateral last week that it was worth anything to us, so he's bankrupt. But we will let him have a prediction, Sam. What are we thinking score-wise?
Score-wise, Hull by 38.
It's pretty conclusive, isn't it? Really?
Right. Well,
have you played the Hal soundbite? Have we played that?
I'll press the button.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, especially when they belong to Chairman Stuart Middleton. Ah yes, the Churchill of the Halliwell Jones. I quote, "Over the past few days I sat down with the players, coaches and staff across the club. The message was clear and united. This is not good enough, and things must change. Honestly. For fuck's sake, Middleton. The only thing less convincing than your rallying cry is Warrington's left edge defense. Grow a pair of balls and do us all a favor and actually do something. Ironically. Perhaps it's time you gave them their cards."
Oh dear. He's back on form though, so, isn't he?
Mm. He is. This is not
it's
good
enough.
There's
been a bit
Things
of a theme about
change.
Today. Not there? There's been a bit of a theme about today. I feel like this podcast CEO and Hal have turned their attention to a different.
Just trying to get to
victim.
The root of the matter.
Okay.
So, if you don't take the plunge, you won't get there, will you?
I was going to say, are we swimming in different lanes, Sam? Is that what's happening?
When Sam got in my pool, here's a. What do you think his stroke of choice was?
Oh, it's not the butterfly.
It was.
Like
he did
that,
the butterfly. He did the butterfly.
So.
Dear.
Right.
Right, I'll go first. Yes, I'll go first. I've got £779.09. Mm-hmm. I will put 1 pence on Dan Russell to score. We might be short and he might come back. And I'll put £779.08 on Hull KR.
Okay, I'm a bit more conservative than you. I'm going to put £4.43 on Luke Thomas to score a try, and £100 on a Wire win. And that way,
ooh,
I can guarantee I'll keep my £200,
yes.
Whatever happens, groomed. Ready for next year.
That's very good, Dennis. Oh, we'll be carrying this on
Steady
next year.
Us.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Oh, good luck with that.
I was hoping I would just get my £200 out of you. That was all. So put it towards.
I'll give you at the yacht club. Do you take checks?
But is that how much it is for
a day pass? I've got a Salford Red Devils checkbook. Do you mind if I just write it out on that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, that's it. We'll be back after the Super League Grand Final to review a disastrous season and also to award the prestigious title of What Bevan Podcast Player of the Year. So until then, it's a catastrophic goodbye from Sam.
All the best.
A calamitous goodbye from Dennis.
Best seeing you.
And a massive clusterfuck goodbye from me. You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say? You want me to send you a picture of that Jamaican runner?
It's a bit light on the left edge, Madam Boyd.
Is it wrong? That's always the glass. No, it's not wrong, but I must add. How can someone sell you thing? What's so sad? Try to take a bow. Boo the grind of this world and the crash, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and buy the one that you love and who loves you. The one that you love and who loves you.
Oh, it sounded lovely, Madam Boy.
We need some stronger in the middle there. Stronger in the middle, I say. We need a bit of direction. Simon, take a bow. La 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 la. Throw all your cash in the wire. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, that's wonderful, Madam Boyd. Oh, I've never heard the Smiths sounding so great.
Which album is your favourite, dear?
Oh, well, that has to be Best of the Smiths.
Oh, tackle sex.